Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Did you ever get kicked out of somewhere? Like, they asked you to leave, and you were like, all right. And then you had to get up and walk out? What happened? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna on Raven.
I witnessed something that was very strange the other night. I was out. I stopped at the corner store just real quick to pick up a couple things. And I'm in there, and, you know, at this store, the mask enforcement, I'll just say, I have seen has been sporadic at best, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes the attendant's wearing it. Sometimes they're not. Sometimes people in there or whatever. People don't want to confront people. That's what I see. So, unfortunately, there's a group that walks in, teenagers mostly, you know, maybe 20-somethings or whatever, and they're not wearing masks. There's an elderly person there in the store as well. At the same time, they are wearing a mask. And they say to them that, hey, you guys should be wearing masks. It's the rules, you know, keep everybody safe, that kind of thing. And to which, obviously, they took issue with it. There's a little interaction going on here. So as the noise kind of goes up and everybody's rolling their eyes or whatever, the clerk did something that was very surprising to me. He asked the elderly woman to leave.
The elderly woman?
Yeah, didn't ask the teenagers to leave. And I think maybe it was because there's like 3 to 5 of them or whatever. And the woman seemed to be, you know, kind of done anyways. But he asked her to leave. And I'm thinking to myself, this is somebody who lives around the corner, too.
Oh, that's nuts.
Obviously comes to your store with some sort of frequency. And it just struck me as totally weird that you kicked her out instead of them.
Imagine her reaction when she was kicked out.
She wasn't happy. She seemed baffled by the whole thing. Couldn't believe it. Said one thing and walked out the door. But, you know, a lot of times when you do get kicked out of a place, it's actually bad information that got you kicked out, too. And that's what you're so mad about. It's not that you just got asked to leave. It's like, wait a minute, what?
Yeah.
What?
Have you ever been kicked out of a place?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally.
Where'd you get kicked out of?
I've been kicked out of many places in my life, but I can remember one very good instance. All right. I was doing a concert, all right, in radio. I had announced the band going on, the headliner of the band, and then went out to the arena and was, you know, just getting into my seats. We were taking all the teenagers, hard band, you know, hard rock band or whatever. And there was a belligerent couple in front of us, and they were like arguing with each other. And then they started throwing beer at each other.
What?
And I got hit with beer, and my wife said something to the other girl, and the girl turned around and pushed me, and the security came down and kicked me out.
Wow.
It was absolutely nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't believe it.
I've only been kicked out of anywhere once in my life, and it was so embarrassing. And you know me, like, I'm a rule follower.
Right.
So this was
completely.
It's
mortifying for you.
Mortifying. And it was actually at a concert, too. It was at a Beastie Boys concert.
Right.
And I was young. I was like, I don't even think I was 20 years old at the time. And we were in the mosh pit. And
Bad Anna.
Right, Bad Anna. I lit up a cigarette. Now, keep in mind, now,
wow.
I can't even imagine, like, I don't smoke.
Who was that person?
Who was that person?
Who was that girl?
At the Beastie Boys.
And how do they find somebody smoking a cigarette in the mosh pit anyways? I mean, it's just a set of bad circumstances for you.
The bouncer said to me, he was like, you have to put that out or you have to leave.
Yeah,
and I
yeah.
was like, all right.
And you refused?
No, I put it out. But then I lit another one.
Oh, good.
Like, what's wrong with me? Like, can you imagine being that young and stupid? Like, I'm so embarrassed of myself.
Right.
And he said, okay, you're out.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
Right. And then did you cry? Did
what?
You beg or anything like that? Or were you defiant?
What?
Were you then like, oh, you fascist?
The thing was, it's like, it's a huge crowd. And I was by myself because all my friends had dispersed in the crowd. And this was like pre-cell phones. So now I'm
you gotta hang outside.
The arena. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm never going to see my friends again.
Right.
I'm gonna die here standing outside this door.
That was an eye-opening experience for you, and you changed your behavior after that.
Never smoked a cigarette again. Learned my lesson the hard way.
You know, when you get kicked out of like a bar or a pub or something like that, chances are it's probably your fault. You just had too many. But for the most part, they're going to hit the reset button tomorrow or the next day and say, you're good. There was that time that I got dragged out of the Mexican hotel, too, by the police, the federales. But that's it's a little little different.
It's a story for a different time, I think.
Oh, you know what I forgot? Right.
I got kicked out of my daughter's swim school.
Did you ever get kicked out of somewhere?
Yeah, but that happened, and where was it?
What happened?
You know, like, I don't like to cause a scene. Like, I don't like drama.
But this time.
Yeah, 1-800-330-9999. Where did you get kicked out of? What happened? It's Anna on Raven. So my daughter was in swim school a few years back. Do you remember this? And they kept changing her instructor, and she would cry on the sidelines, and she wouldn't go in the water, and she would cry and cry, and they would just ignore her. So I finally went to, like, the owners. I'm like, hey, like, if you're not going to stand, let me go next to her. I'm like, you can't just let her cry in a corner while I sit in the stands and watch.
Right.
And they started giving me a hard time. You can't mess with mama. I got really mad, and
sure.
I was like, you know, there's a million other schools here that do a better job. I'm like, you're a new establishment. And they told me to take my business to another school and to get out.
Oh, okay.
And I asked if they were going to refund my money, and they said no. And I said I didn't care. And then I just...
Yeah, that was the argument.
That was it.
You feel like you won or you lost on that?
I feel like I won because...
I mean, they kept your money.
There's no win or lose.
You removed your daughter.
It's embarrassing, though, because all the parents are watching. And I have, like, my... You know, at the time, Hayden was, like... She was young, and she's just crying. And I'm holding her. And I was so mad. And I remember saying to my husband, I handed her to Paul, and I said... Go wait outside. And he gave me the look.
I'm going to handle this.
Oh my gosh,
right
what is
now
gonna
at
happen?
This point. We're talking about times that you got kicked out, the last time that you got kicked out of somewhere.
Yeah, that was actually, I forgot about that. When did you get kicked out of somewhere? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. You got kicked out of somewhere?
Yes, I did, ma'am.
Where'd you get kicked out of?
My kid's school.
What happened?
Kicked out of the kid's school. That's a good one. All right. What? Yeah. Give us the dirt. What happened?
My son got a kindergarten kid went over to my son and pushed my son. And my son grabbed him and threw him against the wall. And I cussed out the principal and he told me to leave the building.
So, wait a minute. Just for clarification's sake, is your son also a kindergartner at the time? Or is he actually 23 years old with a beard and he picked up this 40-pound child and threw him 12 feet like a John Wick movie?
No, my son's only 9 years old.
Yeah. Yeah,
nine versus five, though.
Yeah, but you can't curse out the principal except you're really mad.
I mean, you know, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah, you know, that's daddy bear jumping in.
Yeah, I mean, you did what you had to do. Yeah. I forgive you.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, I mean, did they ever let you back in?
Nah, right now I'm still kicked out.
Thank you for the call. Have a good morning. And on Raven, did you ever get kicked out of somewhere?
Yes, it wasn't somewhere. It was a senior trip. Senior high school trip.
Oh, what happened?
Better than senior citizens. Okay, so what happened?
Senior high school trip to Washington, D.C. We get to the hotel in Washington, and my brother, who was based at Andrews Air Force Base, knew I was there, so he wanted to see me. So he came over from the base, and he wanted to show me a new pickup he got. I went out to the parking lot. We sat in his new truck, and we caught up. And then when I went back in, the principal was standing there. And the very next day, he sent me home on the train and the bus back to Long Island.
I mean, did they send you back with a chaperone or anything?
No, that was the odd thing. Like, you know, I really wasn't... I was a senior in high school, but I really hadn't traveled by myself.
Right. Like, I mean, I understand why you'd be in trouble. You leave the hotel. They have liability issues. They got to know where you are. So that's like a whole danger. But then... They put you solo on a bus and then send you on a train home. Seems a little counterproductive.
They're
to
like,
me.
Hope you survive.
Yeah, yeah. But you're no longer our problem.
Right.
Peace out.
Class on Monday, first period.
It was completely innocent, too. We just sat in the truck, we caught up, and I was back in the hotel in 10 minutes. But I guess I broke the rule, but I didn't feel like I broke it enough to be sent home alone.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you for the call. Have a great morning.
I mean, that's always the thing when you get kicked out of somewhere, right? The indignity.
Right. Right.
You're like, what? What?
Right.
And I've always made it a rule that you can never say, do you know who I am?
Well, because nobody knows who you are, Raven.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
1-800-330-9999. You ever get kicked out of somewhere? Where was it and what happened? Alex wrote he got kicked out of a Facebook group. We've had to ban a couple people from our Facebook page for, being not nice to other people.
Well, it does happen, right?
Yeah.
This is where it all starts. the last place you got kicked out of. I saw an elderly woman get kicked out of a store the other day just for telling some teenagers to put on a mask.
It's Anna and Raven. It happens all the time. Like, you get kicked out of somewhere, and you all of a sudden, it's like that shame and humiliation that comes along with it because you're asked to leave, and you're like, it hurts, you know?
Sometimes it's worth it, though.
1-800-330-9999. It's the last place you were kicked out of.
Yes, my daughter's school.
What happened?
Well, there was a boy in the bus who used to beat her every day, and one day I said to her, beat him up. And she beat him, and they called me to the school, and I told the principal that I told her to defend herself, and she kicked me out of the office.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Then you sick your daughter on the principal.
Yeah.
Beat him up next.
No,
just kidding.
No, but my dad always said the same thing. You never throw the first punch,
right?
But if somebody hits you, you defend yourself.
Yeah. And you finish them. Yeah. Cobra Kai.
Anna and Raven, when did you get kicked out of something?
Yes, this is a very embarrassing story.
What happened?
It was my son's first Pop Warner football game. He was 5 years old at the time. Me being the excited dad that I am, the very first play, he scores a touchdown. They call it back.
Oh, my gosh. And you lost your mind. Right.
I get so mad.
Right.
So they replay the play again. He scores another touchdown. They call that back.
Oh, my gosh.
I dropped the biggest F-bomb on the field, and they immediately told me to get off. Are they going to forfeit the game?
Oh, my gosh.
I had to take the walk of shame.
Yeah.
And this was over 10 years ago.
And you're still notorious for it, I'm sure.
Wait, but did they give him the touchdown?
Oh, man. I get so much grief for that every now and then. Oh, man.
I mean, they're calling him back. Like, what fouls, what penalties are they actually calling in Pop Warner?
Yeah, like, just ignore it. These kids are like 5 years old at the time.
Right.
I was so embarrassed.
I'm with you, man. I can understand how that happened. That was a slippery slope you were caught in. Right? It was a vortex.
Thank you for the call. Have a great morning. And on Raven, what'd you get kicked out of?
So I got kicked out of my dog's daycare because I got in an argument with another dog dad about the way his dog was being too aggressive towards my dog. And he complained to the police, and they told me that me and my dog are no longer welcome there.
Oh, that sucks, because as a kid, if your parent acts up and embarrasses you somewhere and you like it, you want to go back, and now your dog is pissed at you.
Your dog is like, why can't we go back to that fun
why can't you just behave yourself, Mom?
Right.
I mean, I get it. The dog was rowdy, but just mind your business.
Yeah.
Well, I'm the same way. I get crazy about my dogs. Forget it.
Where'd you get kicked out of? You could always head to our Facebook page. Let us know there. Search Anna and Raven.